Action Jackson, stalling, and what it's all about. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Jackson Ingalls isn't your ordinary high school junior. He not only plays basketball and runs track for St. Ignace High School, but he also assists his mother Doreen, who is the girls' basketball coach for the Saints, at practices and games. So if he wasn't busy enough already, those open nights on the calendar this winter are filled with other games as a college basketball official. That's right, I said a college basketball official. The 15-year-old Ingalls made the cut this summer and has a schedule of Division II and junior college women's basketball games.
I have been going to different kinds of camps, teaching camps for mechanics and different things like that for a few years now, for a few summers. And this year I finally went to a tryout camp for the GLIAC, and I got a call in middle of August saying you made it.
And it creates an interesting atmosphere in the Ingalls household. His mother has coached the very successful girls basketball team for over 20 years. His father, Doug, coached the boys team at the school for over 20 years and is now the athletic director. There have to be some interesting coach-official conversations at home at night.
It's kind of crazy, but they might have been the biggest positive influence on my officiating because they've always said what refs should do better. You know, they should communicate more. So I've learned that refs need to communicate, so I'm going to have to communicate in order to get along with coach as well.
It just goes to prove you can never get started in officiating too early, and we wish Jackson well in his athletic and officiating endeavors. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Today in our series about misunderstood high school sports rules, we're going to take up the topic of stalling and wrestling. National high school rules require that stalling be called by the referee whenever it is recognized, regardless of the position of the wrestlers, the time in the match, or the score of the match. When considering stalling, officials are watching to see if both wrestlers are making an honest attempt to stay within the 10-foot circle in the middle of the mat, and whether or not each wrestler is initiating action. Stalling would not be called when a wrestler is being overpowered by an opponent. We hope that by becoming familiar with what referees are required to look for, that fans will better understand that stalling is a subjective call based on an objective criteria.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Over the holidays, I wanted to resurrect a couple of old MHSAA perspective pieces of the years past and condense them for this show to reflect on. Over the years I've been doing these commentaries, my favorites have been about those pieces which have depicted what high school sports are all about lifetime memories, about community, about the team rather than any individual goals or accomplishment, and then of course my personal affinity for that small town atmosphere where the high school game is still the biggest thing in town and not tainted to the same extent by the influences of so-called higher levels of sport. While driving one Friday night through southern Michigan, I came upon a familiar voice on the radio. It was Tom Duke of MHSAA network affiliate WBET in Sturgis, and I had just missed another one of those fantastic finishes that only high school sports can produce. Tom was covering a Class C boys basketball district final between White Pigeon and Decatur at the Wigwam at White Pigeon. The Chiefs had just gone the length of the court in 2 seconds to can a three-pointer and win the district crown. Tom was interviewing the key young men involved in the play, and all you heard them talk about was the team, about each other, about the community, about how it was the moment of a lifetime. The coach and some other kids followed, but the tune didn't change. In fact, it was louder and grander. It really painted the picture of what I call the 99% for whom this is the biggest stage they'll ever be on. And they're surrounded by friends, classmates, family, and community. Absent of any talk about playing at the next level and being surrounded by those scoundrels that hover over bigger programs and so-called high-profile players. It was a wonderful moment for high school sports. So as we turn the page on 2018 and head into the new year, let's remember what it's all about, what high school sports are really all about, a scene that played out so beautifully one night in a little town called White Pigeon. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.